Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to jazz elegies for departed musicians from John Coltrane, Gil Evans, Miles Davis, Thad Jones, Weather Report, and more. It's Turn Out the Stars, Volume 3, coming up next on Nightlights. The death of alto saxophonist Charlie Parker in 1955 touched off a wave of grief and shock in the jazz world, and its impact would lead to several jazz eulogies over the next few years, including Lenny Tristano's Requiem and Jackie Byard's Ode to Charlie Parker. But one of the very first tributes to Parker was written and recorded just days after his death by vibraphonist Joe Rollin. Here's Joe Rollin with his instrumental remembrance of Charlie Parker, Goodbye Bird. Thank you. Vibraphonist Joe Rollin in Goodbye Bird, his tribute to Charlie Parker, written and recorded just days after Parker's death in March of 1955, from the Bethlehem album Joe Rollin. Jazz elegies, instrumental and sometimes vocal odes to departed musicians, date back to at least the beginning of the 1940s, and possibly earlier, with Rex Stewart's Poor Bubber in memory of Ellingtonian trumpeter Bubber Miley, and Sidney Bechet's Blue For You, Johnny, a tribute to New Orleans clarinetist Johnny Dodds. Jazz elegies really seemed to take off in the 1950s, however, with several eventually becoming standards, such as Benny Golson's I Remember Clifford for trumpeter Clifford Brown, and Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, written for tenor saxophonist Lester Young. Often the pieces came about as a result of promising or talented musicians dying in their youth or in their prime, frequently resulting in melodic remembrances that were especially poignant. Two such artists, one a musical giant, the other one, who today retains only a small cult following, were tenor saxophonist John Coltrane and alto saxophonist Ernie Henry. Both spent time on the Philadelphia jazz scene in the 1950s. Both also shared the problem that dogged many other musicians in this era, drug addiction. Coltrane finally overcame his problem and gained sobriety in 1957. Henry struggled to the end and died at the age of 31 that same year. 10 years later, Coltrane himself would die at the relatively young age of 40 and at the height of his professional success. We'll hear a 1958 tribute to Ernie Henry that Coltrane recorded, written by guitarist and Philadelphian Fred Lacy, as well as bandleader and composer Gil Evans's 1969 tribute to Coltrane, first John Coltrane and Theme for Ernie on Nightlights. So Long, Gil Evans's tribute to John Coltrane, recorded in 1969, 2 years after Coltrane's death, from the album In Orbit, and featuring tenor saxophonist Billy Harper. Before that, we heard Coltrane himself performing Theme for Ernie, a tune written by guitarist Fred Lacy for the alto saxophonist Ernie Henry, who played with Tad Dameron, Dizzy Gillespie, and Thelonious Monk, and who died in December of 1957 at the age of 31, from Coltrane's 1958 prestige album Soul Train, with Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Another tenor saxophonist of note figures prominently in the next set, Wayne Shorter, who wrote a well-known jazz elegy when he was with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers called Lester Left Town, not long after tenor saxophonist Lester Young died in 1959. 8 years later, Shorter penned another musical tribute to a departed jazz artist, longtime Duke Ellington collaborator Billy Strayhorn, who had passed away at the age of 51 in early 1967. Shorter's also heard on Weather Report's Cannonball, a remembrance of alto saxophonist Cannonball Adderley that the group recorded in 1976, a year after Adderley's death, written by keyboardist and former longtime Adderley pianist Joe Zawinul. Cannonball also significant as it marked the Weather Report debut of bassist Jaco Pastorius. First, Wayne Shorter, Miles Davis, and Sweet Pea for Billy Strayhorn on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Weather Report and Cannonball, written by Joe Zawinul for his former boss and mentor, Cannonball Adderley, just a few months after Adderley's death in 1975. From the Weather Report album Black Market, Wayne Shorter heard on saxophone, and Jaco Pastorius making his debut for Weather Report on electric bass. Before that, Shorter checking in as a member of the Miles Davis Quintet with Sweet Pea, his tribute to songwriter and arranger Billy Strayhorn, recorded several weeks after Strayhorn's death in 1967, with Davis on trumpet, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, from Davis's album Water Babies. Shorter would record the song again 2 years later for his Blue Note album Supernova. I'll have more jazz elegies in just a few moments. Production support for this program comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Turn Out the Stars, Volume 3, on Nightlights. I'm playing musical remembrances on this edition of Nightlights, instrumental tributes written by jazz artists for colleagues who passed away. You can hear the two previous Nightlights programs of jazz elegies in the archives section of our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. They're titled Turn Out the Stars and Turn Out the Stars Volume 2. Some of the jazz elegies we've heard so far were written for musicians who died in their youth or in midlife prime, artists such as Ernie Henry, Cannonball Adderley, and John Coltrane. But one jazz giant managed to live close to an average lifespan, passing away at the age of 69 in 1971. And though he was an artist whose legacy was in some ways ambiguous at the time for younger African-American musicians who'd come up in the civil rights era of the 1950s and 1960s, his death was noted by them, including outspoken saxophonist Archie Shepp, who we'll hear from in this next set, as the passing of an iconic father figure of jazz, the Great One, as Thad Jones titled one piece on his 1972 album Sweet for Pops, a musical tribute to trumpeter Louis Armstrong. The entire production is reflective of what I remember about Louis, Jones said in the album's liner notes, but they are not merely mirror images. They are representative impressions of the man's entire being and what I thought might take place during certain periods of his life. Jones and Mel Lewis's big band debuted a shorter version of the suite at New York City's Lincoln Center in 1971, which included this piece, The Summary, which Jones said he wanted to be as honest as Louis was. Thad Jones and Mel Lewis on Nightlights.
Thank you. Thank you.
Composer Cal Massey's tribute to Louis Armstrong, Goodbye Sweet Pops, performed by Archie Shepp on soprano saxophone from Shepp's 1972 album Attica Blues, recorded a few months after Armstrong's death at the age of 69 in 1971. Before that, Thad Jones and Mel Lewis's orchestra with The Summary from Jones's extended work and musical memorial for Armstrong, Sweet for Pops, recorded in 1972 and released in 1975. We'll close out Nightlights with two elegies that involve jazz greats from Indianapolis, Indiana, the late trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, who died on December 29, 2008, performing his tribute to trumpeter Booker Little, Lament for Booker, recorded in 1962, about a year after Little's sudden death at the age of 23. Hubbard and Little had played together in Slide Hampton's group, and Hubbard said decades later that Little had been one of the few trumpeters who ever excited Hubbard in a competitive way. First, George Benson's ode to another Indiana jazz great, fellow guitarist Wes Montgomery, recorded just a few months after Montgomery's death at the age of 42 in 1968. George Benson and I Remember Wes on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
We close with trumpeter Freddie Hubbard's Lament for Booker, a tribute to Booker Little from the 1962 album Hubtones, with James Spaulding on flute, Herbie Hancock on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Clifford Jarvis on drums. Before that, guitarist George Benson and his composition I Remember Wes, a jazz elegy for guitarist Wes Montgomery from his 1968 album Goodies. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Joe Bourne. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlist, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at wfiu.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, located on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Pascash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead. Thank you.